Hello, I'm Barry Black. Welcome to the Hope Channel and to Higher Ground. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a distinctive people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Come and go with me and learn how to live above the crowd. Come with me to higher ground." Lift me up, and I shall stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Hello, I'm Barry Black, and welcome to Higher Ground. Today we're talking about living above the crowd. I am convinced that God wants each of His children to live above the crowd. We must be distinctive. We must be different. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 puts it this way: "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go that way. But straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, difficult, austere, is the gate that leads to life, and few there be that find it." In short, you want to be among that chosen few, people who stand above the crowd. You don't want to be on that broad way that leads to destruction. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible has this to say: "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a distinctive people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light." God wants you and me to stand above the crowd. We should be distinctive. We should be holy people as God is holy. Perhaps one of the greatest examples of people standing above the crowd is the story of Daniel and his friends in one of the great books on leadership, the book of Daniel in the Bible. You will recall that Daniel and his compatriots were POWs in Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, and he saw himself as a benevolent autocrat. He wanted these young men trained in the ways of Babylon. He wanted them to study at Babylon's best schools. He wanted them to eat his food and learn his ways in order that he could send them back to their home country representing him. Daniel and his friends had other things in mind. They wanted to stand above the crowd. And so Daniel purposed in his heart early on that he would not eat the king's food, that he would not defile himself with the ways of Babylon. The king changed their names from the Hebrew name to Babylonian names, but Daniel and his friends remained true to their God. They stood above the crowd. We are living in challenging times. We are living at a time when the world wants to squeeze us into its mold. We are living in a cookie cutter mindset age and society. And we who desire to be followers of the lowly Galilean, we who desire to be followers of the Christ, must be distinctive. We must stand above the crowd, even as Daniel and his friends were willing to do. I want us to look at the lives of these wonderful young men in order to discover characteristics that will enable you and me to stand above the crowd. These young men who worked in government for decades and left us exemplary footprints on the sands of time, these young men can teach us how to stand above the crowd. Don't conform. That is the first characteristic if you are going to stand above the crowd. And those two words, don't conform, and the other principles can be subsumed under the broad umbrella of the word integrity. If you're going to stand above the crowd, you must be a person of integrity. Integrity is the quality of being undivided. Integrity means what you see is what you get. The person you are in public, you are also in private. And if you are going to be a person of integrity, you must make up your mind that you are not going to conform. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 puts it this way. I beseech you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Another translation puts it this way. Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. Nebuchadnezzar had changed their names, but he could not change who they were. He could not make them unprincipled people. He had changed their names, but they were determined. We are not going to conform. We will still serve Jehovah God. The second characteristic, if you are going to be a person of integrity and stand above the crowd, is resolve to live holy. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat or the wine which he drank. The king's food had been offered to idols, and that was against the teachings of Daniel's religion. The king's food was, it was unclean, according to Leviticus 11 and Deuteronomy 14, and Daniel had been taught that. And so he said, I am going to live holy. Oh, I know that Nebuchadnezzar will be pleased if I eat his food and drink his wine. Oh, I know that I might gain the favor of key administrators and be a more effective networker, but I have made it up in my mind that I am going to live holy. Have you made that resolution? Jonathan Edwards, the first president of Princeton University, when he was a young man, resolved to do certain things in his life. Sometimes you ought to Google Jonathan Edwards' resolutions. And one of his resolutions was this: if the sovereign God of the universe is looking for one human being for a special assignment on this planet, I want to live in such a way that he will choose me. What an awesome resolution. Jonathan Edwards was simply saying, I'm going to resolve to live holy. When God was attempting to find parents for his son who was coming to this world to redeem us, he selected Mary and he selected Joseph. Of all of the people on the planet, these two young people lived with such exemplary holiness that God selected them. How would you measure up if God was looking for someone for a special assignment as he did with Mary and Joseph? Would your level of holiness, because of the righteousness of Christ, enable you to measure up? Well, you have to make up your mind in advance that you are going to be holy. The Bible says Daniel purposed in his heart. Characteristic number three, trust God for favor. Favor is when people like you, even when they don't know why they like you. Verse 9 of Daniel chapter 1 says, God brought Daniel into tender love and favor with the prince of the eunuchs. This was one of the key administrators of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had laws, and this key administrator enforced those laws. But God had given Daniel favor. The fifth Psalm, verse 12 says, the righteous are surrounded with the shield of God's favor. Isn't that awesome? To know that when you walk in the will of God, you are surrounded with the shield of his favor. Isn't that awesome? To know that you, my friend, you can have people favorably predisposed toward you because they are influenced by your God. That is why I believe Daniel was permitted to have 10 days to test a special diet. The prince of the eunuchs gave that to Daniel because Daniel had favor with God. I would rather have the favor of God than all of the academic degrees on the planet. You can have more degrees behind your name than a thermometer, but if you don't have the favor of God, you're not going to maximize your possibilities. Daniel and his friends trusted God for favor. Characteristic number four, expect God to equip you for the doors he will open. You know, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, if you trust God with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. He opens doors that no human being can shut. And when he does, you need to learn to expect him to equip you for the doors that he opens. When I was a chaplain in the military, I received more compliments for my public prayers than anything else I did. I did counseling, I did preaching, I did teaching, I did hospital visitation, I officiated at weddings and funerals, but I received more compliments for my public prayers than anything else I did. Imagine how excited I was when I was in 2003 appointed the 62nd chaplain of the United States Senate. And the first thing on my job description was, open each Senate session with a prayer. Hallelujah. God equips us. Oh, yes, He does. God equips us for the doors He will open. Characteristic number 5 is strive for excellence. Strive for excellence. Isn't that awesome? Daniel and his friends, says Daniel 1, verse 21, at the end of their training, were 10 times better than all of the other students in the program. Strive for excellence. Ecclesiastes 9:10 puts it this way, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all of your might. Someone once said, whatever job you do, do it so well that the living, the dead, or the unborn couldn't do it better. Martin King, once in speaking to a group of unemployed African-American youth, told them to strive for excellence. And he put it this way, if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, go out and sweep streets like Michelangelo carved marble. Sweep streets like Raphael painted pictures. Sweep streets like Beethoven composed music and like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his or her job well. Strive for excellence. Characteristic number 6, cultivate a superior attitude. Cultivate a superior attitude. Daniel chapter 6 says Daniel had an excellent spirit. There are people who do not stand above the crowd, not because they fail to strive for excellence, but because they strive for excellence with a poor attitude. How is your attitude? Is it one that makes the environment in which you live more palatable? Matthew chapter 5 says, you are the salt of the earth. You should be seasoning your world, standing above the crowd. But many times, we do not cultivate that superior attitude. I was invited some years ago to be an instructor at the advanced course at the Navy Chaplain School. And when I got there, I discovered that the job had gone away. Now, I had moved my family and all of my furniture to Newport, Rhode Island to be a teacher, and now I was learning that I was not going to be permitted to have the job. I felt something in my spirit say to me, Barry, if you can't be a teacher, ask to be a student. I argued with that intuition. I argued with that voice. I said, what do you mean, be a student? I'm well qualified to teach. I have a doctorate. What do you mean, be a student? But I heard that whisper that I believe was the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, ask to be a student. And so very reluctantly, I said, well, if I can't be a teacher, can I be a student here? And the director said, oh, no, we can't do that. Everyone knows you were supposed to be a teacher. We'll give you another assignment. But that voice inside of me kept saying, ask to be a student. And so I insisted, I want to be a student. I was permitted to matriculate in that course and get a master's degree in management. It was a wonderful experience. I didn't even realize it at the time. I was near the point of burnout. I needed that year to be with my family and to be with books. What I did not know was one of the key leaders in Washington, D.C., learned about the fact that I had asked to be a student when I had learned that I was not going to get the prestigious job of instructor at the school. And that man began behind the scenes to orchestrate events that enabled me to get assignments I probably wouldn't have gotten without his help. If you have the right attitude, even when the going gets rough, if you permit God's Spirit to guide and direct you, you will discover that in everything, as Romans 8:28 puts it, God is working for the good of those who love him. Characteristic number 7, be faithful. Daniel and his friends were faithful. Faithful means dependable. Faithful means reliable. They were faithful. God does not ask you and me to be successful. He challenges us to be faithful. In the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, the parable states that the two men who doubled their talents were not successful, they were faithful. The commendation they received from their master was, "Well done, good and faithful servant." 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2 says, "Think of yourself as a servant and a steward of the mysteries of God." But then verse 2 says, "Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful." I want God to be able to depend on me. I want God to know that he can rely on me, not 2 out of 3 or 4 out of 6. I want him to know that I will be the person he can trust and know that no matter how many times he calls on me, I will give the appropriate response, as Daniel and his friends did. They were faithful. Now, some people are faithful when the sun is shining, but they aren't faithful in the storm. Daniel was faithful whether in the lion's den or whether he was sitting having a meal at the king's table. He was faithful. The Hebrew worthies were faithful as well, whether in the fiery furnace or whether serving in their employment. Characteristic number 8, stay pure, particularly in your private life. There's a country western song that states, "When we get behind closed doors." And there are many people who faithful and pure in their public life are shaky and impure in their private life. When they get behind closed doors, Daniel was pure. He was pure in private. He was pure in public. Benjamin Franklin, one of the founders of this great nation, was in Europe. While he was there, he received a telegram from one of his friends in the U.S., and the friend said, "Ben, be careful. I understand there are people who are watching you, and there may be folk who are spying on you." Franklin wrote back, "Don't worry, I appreciate your concern, but I have made it a principle in my life to never do anything in private that would make me blush if it were made public." Are you staying pure in your private life? The DVDs that you watch, are these DVDs that you would be comfortable watching with the Lord Jesus Christ? Characteristic number 9, be consistent in your spiritual life. Daniel's enemies depended on his consistency. They hired private detectives to follow him around, and they concluded, "We can find nothing against this Daniel, except it be concerning the law of his God. Now, that's a great thing for your enemies to say about you. When they learned about his prayer life, they knew that he would be consistent even when the king made a law that you could not pray to God for a certain period. And Daniel did not change his way of praying. He opened his shutters and prayed so that he could be seen even as he had always done. He stood above the crowd, and God honored his consistency in his spiritual life. Are you consistent in your spiritual life? Do you have devotions on a regular basis? Are you sporadic in your reading of the Word of God? Are you sporadic in your church attendance? Stay consistent in your spiritual life. My friends, if you will implement these 9 principles, you will live above the crowd. You will be that chosen generation, that royal priesthood, that holy nation, that distinctive people spoken of in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And you will be by your life, letting your light shine so that people will see the good works God is doing through you and glorify your Father who is in heaven. You will be showing forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. So yield not to temptation. Look ever to Jesus, and he will enable you to stand above the crowd.